Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, Masechet Sanhedrin, 7th Perek Arba Mitot. We're in the middle of the Machloket Reb Yochanan and the Tanit of Menashe as to what the Makor is and what are the contents of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So according to Reb Yochanan, we learned it out all from the original Pasuk that was said to Adam HaRishon, in which he was told, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim El Adam Lemor, Mikol Etzagan Achol Tochal. And we go through each one of those words, and they end up being eight sivois. And it's according to him, the Sheva Mitzvahs were actually given to Adam HaRishon, not really to Noah. The Tanit Bei Menashe, if you recall, takes out the Dach, which is the Dinim, and the Megadev, Birkat Hashem, and he puts in Sirus and Kilayim instead. And the last question that we had in the Gemara is, how in the world does that make sense? Because if he darshans the Vayitzav, then he should know all of the Vayitzav. If he doesn't darshan the Vayitzav, how does he know any of them? Where does he come up with the Sheva Mitzvot that he has? The last thing we learned was that he has a separate drasha for each one of them. That was the closing words on Nun Vav Amud Beit, Kol Chod V'Chod Abapei Nafshi Ktiva. And now we'll begin going through the drashot, where exactly is Kol Chod V'Chod Abapei Ktiva. Avodah Zarah and Giluy Arayot, that we know. V'Ktiva Tishachet Ha'aretz Lifnei Ha'Elohim V'Timalei Ha'aretz Chamas. And we know the Tanit Vei Reb Yishmael says, Kol makom shneemar hashchata, the word hishchit is a reference to eno ela devar erva ve'avodat kochavim. So it's a reference to arayot, and we know that they were osik in arayot. That was the whole story before the Bnei Elohim, that they saw them not Adam kitovoteinu ve'ichulam nashim mikol asher bacharu. That was the trigger of the whole story of the Mabul. And it also means avodat kochavim because it says pentashchitun vasitun lechem pesat manat kosamel. So clearly, if they were punished for that by the mabul, they must have been usher for that. And what about Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it out from the Vayitzav? What is the point of mentioning this? What do you mean, what's the point? Urchayu the Komegale. I mean, we would need to know why the mabul was brought. I mean, it's not coming here to tell me it's usher. It's coming here to tell me that they were punished for it. Okay, Shvichut Dami. That, it says, befeirish to Noah. Shofer Dam Adam, the Adam Damo Yishofer. So you see that there is a chiyuv on Shvichut Dami. A Rav Yochanan says, that's true, but that pasuk is coming to teach me, I already know about the Vayitzav, at Ha'adam is a riot to this, but we need to know Katalayahu to Komegale. We need to know that the mitah that there would be chayev on was the Moyishafech. The only of the mitot that involves spilling blood is Sayef. So we learn from here the mitah of Sayef. But this is not the makor of the Isser. Gezel. Gezel is because Noach was told, Ki Yerek Esev, and it stresses Ki Yerek Esev Davka, Natati Lecha. Natati lechem et kol. Now, why do you say Yerek Esev? Yerek Esev refers to wild growths. Esev is weeds, we use it for, as opposed to Yarkei Gina, which is cultivated growth. So, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give all cultivated growths to all people, only to their owners, to the ones who had cultivated them. So, you see from there that it is usur for them to take something that someone else had cultivated. The Omar Rabbi Levi, Yerek Esev, Elo Yerek Gina. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns that out also from the Vayitzav, so how does he understand that pasuk said to Noach? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu adding if this was already well known to Noach from the time yet of Adam? That's a brilliant pasuk. You'll notice that when Adam HaRishon was given food, what was he given? He neina tati lachem et kol esev zorei hazera. So esev, for what he's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noah, is that kiyarek esev that was given to Adam, natati lachat kol, I'm giving you even the animals. That's the point. It's not to be medayik and not yeregina. That's ridiculous. It's obviously a reference back to the story in Gan Eden. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds we darshan it from the Vayitzav. V'idach, That I know, according to the Tanna of Emanasha, Dichtiv, Ach basar benafsho, damo lo tochelu. Do not eat flesh while its nefesh, which is still circulating in the dam, that should not be eaten. V'idah, so why does Rabbi Yochanan learn out the Isser of Evam Nachai from the Vayitzav? No, that's not the point of this pasuk. The point of this pasuk is to tell me, why do you think it says Damo? What does Damo have to do with anything? It could just say, everybody understands Damo is Nefesh. What do you want to tell me Nafsho Damo? Point over here is, as we're going to see later on, that indeed it's coming to tell me that there is a heter lemishrei shratzim udiata. This is coming. This is a rather complicated drasha we're going to have later on, and it's also based on the Gemara Chulin, that the pasuk is coming to tell me that there's no iser of Eivam Menachai on shratzim. And that's because shratzim do not have domo. Technically speaking, shratzim only have basar. And we'll see where that's also in the Isser Dam for Bnei Yisrael. There's no Isser Dam on eating the Dam of the Sheretz. There's an Isser of eating the Sheretz. But it's the same din as Basar. Since there isn't that Chalukah, there's no sense of the Yichud of Nafsho when it comes to Sheretz. But that's the point. It's not in order to create the Isser of Eivam Menachai. Sirus, okay. How does he get the idea that a ben noach is not allowed to castrate? Tichtiv shirtzubara tzuruvuba. If God is telling them that they're supposed to reproduce, it doesn't do much good for reproduction to castrate. V'idach, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, that's a bracha. That's not a tzivui. That's giving them a bracha, that they should be able to be part of a rava. But where does it say that they're not allowed to be misares? Kilayim, because Noach was told to take from each one of these species two apiece, right? Mi'ov, flimineo, minabeimah, limina, etc. Shnayim miko, what do you need two for? Obviously, you need two in order to mate them. And why can't you cross-species mate? Because you're not allowed to. And as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, who does not include this din of kilayim in the mitzvot b'nei Noach, I understand what kind of question is that. That's litzavta be'alma. Well, why in the world would we say it's an iser kilayim? Obviously, even if you could create an artificial mating between species, most species are happy with their own kind, you know? So you want to have friends. I mean, you need shnayim. What are you going to do? You're going to have a bear hanging out with a lion? Come on. Omrav Yosef, Abri Peirav, Al Shalosh Mitzvot Ben Noach Neherag. The simon being Gesher. Gesher is Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, and Birkat Hashem. So why is that? The Shvichut Damim we know, says Beferish, in the Torah, Damo Yishafech. But how about Gilui Arayot and Birkat Hashem? Ah, that's because we darshened ish in those cases that are similar. They're similar to Yisrael. So ish, they're talking about Bikola Toivot is Arayot, and ish over there was talking about Asher Yekalel Elohav. So they're included. Ah, so if that's the case, Matki Flo Reb Sheshet. I mean, I understand. So Bishleima, let's just read it inside. Shvichu damim etzeh, shofech dam ha'adam. Hanach min olohu. I can't believe that we're learning out of shvichu damim. Because he gomer v'shvuch damim. So then all of them should be included. Afilu kulanam, if you're saying anything that a guy is b'tzuvan, we learn for shvichu damim. So you're chayav on all of them. If you're going to learn, as I'm sure you had in Kavona, of ish, then we got a problem. Because ish appears also by avodat kochavim, not only by megadev. So why are you ignoring the ish by avodat kochavim? Obviously, you don't believe ish. So you can't say, we're going to darshan ish akosher besaro. We're going to darshan ish asher yekalel aloyot. Yes, but we will not darshan ish asher yitein mizar olamolach, and so on. Why not? El amr of sheshes, this has got to be a mistake. It simply doesn't work. Indeed, amre beirav, and what I heard is that the amre beirav, not like Rabbi Yosef quoted it, but amre beirav al arba mitzvot ben noach nerak. There's not three, there are four, including avodat kochavim. Now, wait a minute, says Gemara, avodat kochavim, ben noach nerak, vatanya be avodat kochavim, dvarim shebeidin shayisrael memitin aleihem, whatever would be chayev if a Jew does and is would actually be meimitim chayev mita ben Noach mushar aliyah. That a ben Noach is osera. But if there's no chiyuv mita in Israel, so then ben Noach is not mushar. What do you mean mushar? Doesn't mushar mean is osera? Not ben Noach neherag. We never use the word mushar when we mean neherag. So you see from here, azara in mitalo, there is, in fact, no chiyuv mita for avodat kohavim, which means that we must have been right the first time. There's only three things that they're neherag on. Now we're going to have to figure out. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Indeed, it's three. And the reason that it says over here, azara, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, when it comes to Bnei Noach, azara shalehem zohi mitatan. Now, this is a rather misleading statement, because usually the meaning of this statement, azara shalem zoi mitatan, as we'll see later, is that we do not need to prove that there's a chiyuv of mita. Once there's an iser, there's automatically mita. Clearly not from shvichas domi. Obviously, this Gemara can't mean that, because we just said that even though there's sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, they're only narag on three of them, or four of them. So it can't possibly mean that. So what it means, says Rashi, is that the Tana is not medayik when it comes to an akum to tell you when something is osur as opposed to chiyuv mita. Whenever we talk about azara for ben Noach, the Tana means, and of course, we'll kill him. It doesn't have that significance of the difference between defining a lav and telling me the chiyuv of mita. So there's really four, Ravuna, Rav Yehuda, and all the Talmidei Rav Amrei. It's not true. Al sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, the ben Noach is nera. Goli rachmona b'choda, which is shvichut amim, tamoy yishafech, v'hu adin l'kulu. And that, in fact, is the din of all of the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. Is that true? Al agezel? You're telling me that for stealing a nickel, a ben Noach is nera? Well, Tanya, take a look at this bright. Al hagezel, ganav, v'gazal, v'chin yifat toar. So goy who steals, robs, or takes the yifat toar. And things like that, which the Gemara is going to ask, what are things like that? So the original Girsa before the censor impacted the Gemara was all of these words, kuti, are goy. So that's probably how we should read it. That's the original Girsa. That's how it appears, obviously, in all of the old Tfusim of the Shas. So goy be goy, the goy be Israel, asur. But Israel be goy mutar. So now, a goy who steals from a goy who steals from a Yisrael is aser, but a Yisrael who steals from a goy is mutter. Now, if what you're saying is true, it should say chayav, not asur. Ah, but you see, it wants to contrast over here that the Yisrael is mutter, which means that the Yisrael is mutter lechatchila. So since mishum de kabay lemitnei seifa, Yisrael bekuti mutar, therefore tanaresha asur. Now this, of course, is a major problem because we had all of the psukim back in Baba Kama that proved that it's asur to steal from a goy. How could we say that it's mutter lechatchila? That doesn't make sense. I mean, it's a whole parshas in the Torah about needing to pay back for the money, if you're going to redeem Yisrael, who was bought by a goy. I mean, there's no greater pinyan shvuyim. Go take him. You can't go take him. You have to pay. Refund the money, prorate it, and so on. And other riyas that we had. I mean, it's clear that the Torah is not matir the moment. So all of the Rishonim ask from here. Now, Rashi throws in here the inyan of that there may be Yisrim derabanan because of Chilul Hashem, which is a separate issue. But that, it's clear from the Gemara over there, we're not referring, we're referring to an actual Issa Gezela, or Geneva. So, I mean, indeed, halacha l'maaseh, we do not paskin like this sugya. It's the Rambam paskins the Farish, that there is an iser of the Diorita, of taking money from a goy. And the dinim that Rashi is referring to here as a possibility of Chilul Hashem are actually dinim in Geneva in terms of the halacha l'maaseh. But this sugya clearly holds that the dinim are only osur because of Chilul Hashem and not from an ikar din of Geneva. And therefore, we want to make it clear that as far as the dinim of Geneva are concerned, Yisrael Bekuti is mutter. Therefore, we can't contrast it with chayev. We have to, because he's a chayev potter, mutter also. So we need to contrast it with mutter. It's referring not to sleeping with the Yifat Torah. It's referring to taking the Yifat Torah. If he'll sleep with the Yifat Torah, he's married to a different person, he'll be chayev because of arayot. Here we're talking about the gezel element. A gezel element, I'm glad you asked, the Yifat Torah, remember that by a goy, there's no din of kiddusha. So the idea of the violation is normally just a sexual issue. The point is that once a woman becomes someone's wife, there's also a kinyan of bu'ulat ba'al, which is not chuppah and not kiddushin, but it's the fact of the shlita of a baal, and baal means owner. Obviously, it has the same sexual connotations baalut always had, but bu'ulat baal means the two together. So, therefore, what it means over here is that he would be over on gezeila if he takes a yifat toar, even if he doesn't touch her. That's the point. Says the Gemara, but wait, that's not true, because kol hecha di itle chiyuva mitna katani. The braita goes out of its way to say when the goy is chayev. Take a look at the reish. Ashvichut damim. It's going through all of them. We chose one. We chose Geneva. Fine. But ashvichut damim. Kuti bekuti, vekuti b'Yisroel chayev. But Yisroel bekuti is pater. So you see that it does say chayev. Well, obviously, says the Gemara. What do you want to say over there? What are you supposed to say? Hechalitne. Should we say aser mutter? You're not allowed to kill a mukuti. Vatanya, goy, veroe beimadaka, lo ma'alim velo maridin. So even though they're choshed on gezeila, fine, but you're not allowed to go out and kill them. So Mamela, I had no choice except to say that it's not, I can't say Asr Mutra, I have to say Chayim and Potter. Vashenken, in this case, I have that choice. And in order to bring out the Heter, according to this Tana, so therefore I said, the Goy is Asr, but we don't mean that it's not Chayim, it's also Chayim. And the Yisrael is Mutter, meaning Afil Lechatchil. Now, you said, and similar things. Now, what in the world is similar things? What do you mean by that, similar things? Sekiyot Sebo Begeza, what do you mean? It can only mean one thing. A po'el in a keren, who eats from the things that he's working with. What is that supposed to mean? Po'el b'keren, at what point? Was he hired to pick the grapes? When Ibishat Gemara Malacha is allowed to eat. I mean, a Jew's allowed to eat. We're certainly not going to aser, we're not going to be chayev a kuti on something that Yisrael is mutter. Mi'ik immediately Yisrael mutter. So therefore, can't be referring to that. And if it's not at the time of Gemar Malacha, he's supposed to be now spraying against insects. And he goes and he takes and he eats. That's regular gezeila, like anything else. Why do you call that kayotsebo? That's gezom al-yagi. Ela amr of papa lo nitzvacha, ela lo pachot mi shaveh pruta. When it talks about kayotsebo, it means less than a shaveh pruta. So then, if it's less than a shaveh pruta, why is a goy asur to steal less than a shaveh pruta from a Jew? Ihachi kuti b'Yisrael asur. I thought the whole point is that a Jew is moichel, pachos b'shaveh pruta. So if he's mochel, so then there's no isur in taking it. So then, abar mechilahu, says the Gemara, that's all very nice, but only after he finds out about it, right? So fine. So then, nihida batar hachi machale. So fine, if he notices that somebody took now the lead that he was going to use to fill his pants. So he says, oh no, who walked off with that? Heck with it. Okay, but that first, oh no, somebody took my paper clip, that oh no, that's tsar. That's enough already. That moment is chayiv. Elamai is saying, there's no chiyav of hashava. It's only Nogea the Yisr. So at that moment, he did the Yisr. So even though Nida Batar Achimachal, even though ultimately he'll be Moichal, but Tzara B'shaitem Yiletlei. So therefore he has Tzara at that instant. Memele Yischayev. And Kuti B'Kuti, Kayotze Behen. Kimon, the Lav B'nei Mechila. Over here of Geza, we say, Geza would mean the following cases. And similar. What's the and similar? The and similar you only worked out for the kuti b'Yisrael. Because by the Yisrael, pachas b'shaveh pruta is meaningful. But kuti b'kuti is kayotzben, yes. Yes. They're not b'nei mechila. They're not meichel pachas b'shaveh pruta. So what's the kayotzben? It's gezomalia from a kuti b'kuti, correct? So that can't be the case. I'm sorry. Because that case does not handle the cases that you mentioned. Kimed ala b'nei mechila, it's not kayotzben. It's gezom alyo. You got to find another case. Elo amrevach breder vika. I'll tell you a case. A case which is kayotze behen would be somebody who does not pay a bill. So he didn't take anything. This is somebody worked for him. Like this guy who keeps calling Richie for his refrigerator, and then Richie doesn't pay. So what happens over there? He's not taking, but it's kayotze bo. So it's similar to cases of geneva. That's what we're adding. So kovesh schar sachir. So over there, kovesh schar sachir, kuti bekuti, vekuti b'yisrael asur, yisrael bekuti mutar. Okay. Then you said yifat toar. What's that? Where is there a kayotze bo with the Yafat Torah? Well, Keter of Dimi Omer Blozer and Bechanina, that would be, for instance, say a Ben Noach is Meyached a Shifcha for his Eved. And then he goes along himself and he takes her. Uba'aleha. So over there, it would be similar to the din of Yafat Torah. That's as close as we can get. Now Rashi explains that the meaning over here is that we're not talking about the element of the sexual iser, but we're talking about the Yafat Torah in terms of the gezel that's involved. So that the understanding would be, as the Ran explains it, since over here Lamaisa Goy does not have Rishus to take over the physical ownership of another individual, which is why Lamaisa they don't have a din of Yafat Torah, then it turns out that the Eved of a Kuti is not really of a Goy, is not really his, it doesn't belong to him. Since it doesn't belong to him, so what the Eved owns belongs to the Eved, in which case, if the Adon will take that woman, he will now be over on Kayotiba of a Yafas Torah. The reason it's similar to Yafas Torah is because it's taking something Bekoach, where it's Kovush Tachat Yatcha, as if in Milchama. Lamaisa, we're going to see tomorrow that there's the same, exactly this case is also understood by the Rambam in terms of the relationship, and then all sugya is talking about the sexual element of it, as having an element of ishut that's involved, even though it's not a standard bulad baal, because an eved doesn't have that sense of bulad baal, there is still, that's how Rashi understands an inyan of gzela, because it's not shayach over bulad baal. The Rambam understands that there's a different level of ishut, which we'll discuss tomorrow. But here in terms of the yifat toar element, Rashi sees it to be purely a function of Gezela. Yotzebo that we had by Shvichas Domim, it doesn't say anything, right? But Tanya Omer Abaye, that doesn't mean it couldn't say one. In Mashkacha to Tanya, if you find a brighter that does say Uka Yotzebo, I'll tell you what it means. What it means is that it's going Alib Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul. To Tanya Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul Omer, if a Rodef is chasing somebody, and he's Yachola Tzilo Bechad Me'evarav Velo Yitzil, he had an opportunity to shoot the guy in the leg and stop him from getting it. And instead, he shoots him through the heart and he kills him.
I'm sorry. Somebody's a little death after a guy.
She's chasing someone.
And somebody else has a chance to stop?
Either the person himself that's being chased or someone else is able to stop. Either way.
The person being chased.
Both. No, to stop the person who's doing the
chasing.
Yeah. The same. It's the same chiyuv on the person himself to save himself as it is on anybody else. So if it's possible to save the life of the near death without killing the rodev, so there, Tainas Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, you would in fact be chayev mita, meragalav. So then that would be the kayotzebo. In other words, even though we have a situation here where Lamaisa, I have a right to pull the trigger. But according to him, I don't have a right to aim that way when I pull the trigger. So therefore, in that case, a kuti b'kuti and a kuti b'Yisrael would indeed be chayav, as would a Yisrael b'Yisrael. That was the whole story that we had about the question of the murder that Yoav was doing with Avishai, why he killed Asael. So then the Yisrael b'kuti would be potter, and that would work out perfectly, and that indeed is how we pass it. Ashkech Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, David Ktiv v'Sefer Agadat Devei Rav. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha found in a book of Agodas that was found in the Beit HaMidrash of Rav that Ben Noach is Neherag B'Dayan Echad. He's killed on the basis of a single judge. Are you cold? You can turn off that. Are you cold? He's killed with only a single judge. He's killed with only a single witness, the Eid Echad, and he's killed shalo b'hatra'a. He does not require any warning about what he's doing. Now, here's a big machlokas we've shown you, whether that means that he's killed afilu on a shogeg. And since the whole point of a hatra'a is to know the difference between shogeg and mezid, what is the point of a hatra'a? The problem is that, as the Ramban points out, first of all, if that's the Chiddush, then the Gemara should have said, Afilu b'shogeg. I mean, that's a much more powerful way of saying it than Shelo b'hatra'a. So it's difficult to believe, Tainas the Ramban, that you're going to be chayev on a shogeg. I mean, you didn't know that this woman was married to anybody else. She didn't tell you. It turns out she's an Eishes Ish, so you get killed. That seems outrageous. So therefore, Taina's the Ramban, of course it doesn't mean that. It means, if it's clear from the situation that he is a Mesid, then he doesn't need Atra'ah. Whereas by Yisroel, you need Atra'ah that he has to be aware of exactly what he's doing and making a moral choice. Amanat Cain, that's what I'm doing. That you don't need, by the Goy. Lamaisa, the Rambam, is machalik between two types of shogeg. The shogeg, which didn't know the facts, didn't know she was married. And then there's the shogeg, who's the Omer Mut. I thought it was okay. The Omer Mut, the Rambam says, is not an excuse by the Goy. The ignorance of the law is considered to be korv l'mezid. That's the only element that shogeg is chayav. So therefore, when it comes to the Hatra'ah issue, he would have to learn it, similar to the way the Rambam does. So then specifically in Hatra'ah. Furthermore, said the Agarat in the Beirav, furthermore, it would need to be mipi ish. It would need to be a male who is the dayan, a male who is the witness. Lo mipi isha, not from a woman, and not in front of a woman judge. V'afilu karov, but it's okay, even if there's a relative. That is the psulim, the other psulim of dayanim, are not nogeya. But over here, it uses a lashon of ish, as we'll see, when it comes to dinim, by the name. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, Af Ala Ubarim. There would also be a chiyav if a Jew hits a woman and destroys his Ubarim, so that the din is over there, the Jews simply pay the difference in the value of the woman that's pregnant. But if a guy kills an Uber, he would be chai. How do we know that? First of all, means singular. Anything that's alive, I don't care if it knows what it's doing or not. Edrashenu, I will be derech that, and umiyada adam. So again, that means a single adam. Tafilu be'ed echad. Miyad ish is the language in the pasuk. Miyad ish achiv edrosh. Why does it say ish? V'lo miyad isha. Achiv would mean afilu karov. So here you see all of the things except the Rabbi Yishmael. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael amro. It even includes the Ubarim, or Chayav, my time, the Rabbi Yishmael. How does Rabbi Yishmael know that a fetus is included in the Chiyav of murder? Very cute Rasha. Tichtiv shofech dam ha'adam be'adam, damo yishafech. Where do you find an Adam inside of another Adam? Adam be'adam. That's only Havei Omer, Ezu Adam shubadam. Havei Omer is the Ubar, but should be made Imo. What else could it mean? So if it's saying over here, I will be derish the dam of a fetus who is murdered, so that shows that the Goy is chayev. We can't say that the Yisrael would be chayev, because that's the whole parsha of in the Torah that talks about the men that are fighting and they damage the Shahara. The Tanakhama who disagrees with this is the Tana de Vemenashe, because the Tana de Vemenashe says, what is the mitah? Ha'amura livnei Noach chenek. And therefore, they understand that the meaning is Adam, Adam be Adam, meaning like Shadilei Hay be Adam asay for the crowd. They take the extra Adam and they put it at the end of the pasuk to read it as follows: V'dorish be'achi be Adam damo yishafeh. So what they say, this is the meaning of Edrosh et Nefesh ha'Adam be Adam. What does that mean? It means that the dam of the Adam shall remain in the Adam. If it were Saif, then it would be Damo Yishafeh. Here it's saying that Dam is only Nishpach inside of the Adam, which means that it must be referring to the Mita of Chenek. So his blood ceases to function as a carrier of oxygen, but it remains in the Adam. So from him, he disagrees with the old Rosh that we had, that it's Besayef, and he holds it's Bechenek. But Memele doesn't have a problem with the Tanur of Rabbi Yishmael, because this is what he's using it for. So Be Adam, Damo Yishafeh, Ezeo Shvichut Damim Shel Adam, that remains Be Adam, I don't get what you're saying over here. You're saying that the ish over here means a male, which would mean that a woman is not included in the dinim element of the Bnei Noach. So that means she cannot be a judge, she cannot be a witness, she is chayevet in the mitzvot, but is not involved in the carrying out of mishpat. I have a very serious problem with that. Because if you take a look at the godless of Avram Avinu, ve'achtiv, ki yedativ l'mana sh'yitzaveh et banav ve'et beito, acharav. What is beito acharav, if not his wife? Beito is always ishto. And what does it say over there? Vishomru derech Hashem lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. So obviously, Beito is supposed to be involved in Mishpat. How could Avram Avinu change to Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach? Who motiv v'vu mefarek la? He asked Rav Amnuna this question. He himself answered the question. That there's two different issues here. Doesn't mean it's all the same. Et banav et Beito. Banav indeed is l'mishpat. That's l'din. And Beito is l'tzedakah. Omele Rav Avya Sabal Rav Pa. Ema. But Noach Sharga Loti Areg. Why don't we take that bus and go all the way? You're telling me Miyad Ish, Velo Miyad Isha. Fine. So then that means that the Ish is involved in this Chiyav and an Ish isn't. Why are you limiting it to the din of carrying out the dinner? We should say that indeed a Bat Noach who murders is not Chayavet. Miyad Ish, Velo Miyad Ishakti. Omar Le'ochi, Omar Rav Yehuda, Shofech Dam Ha'adam. That's why it says Adam, Mikomakom. Okay, how about Arayot? Maybe about Noach Shezinta Lo Te'areg. Because, I mean, you say, when it says Ish, it means Ish V'lo Isha, all right? Alkein Yazov Ish Et Aviv Et Imo, which we'll see later on is a mocker for Arayot. Ish V'lo Isha. Omar Le'ochi, Omar Rav Yehuda, V'ayu Basar Echad, that lebasar echad is other arvinu kra. The Torah therefore puts them together as one entity. Tanu Rabbana, when it says ish, ma Talmud lomar ish, ish, al kol she'er b'saro, lo tikruvu legalot erva, that's the bimarba et agoyim, that the goyim are muzarim al arayot ki Yisrael. And now I'm really confused. Didn't you learn all of this out of that pasuk? Avayetzav, lemor, and you said lemor, refers to gilui arayot. Well, miocha nafka, miatam nafka, lemor is a gilui arayot. Now, obviously at this point. So why does it say that we're learning it out from ish ish? Says the Gemara, there's two different types of arayot. There are arayot didhu, and there are arayot didan. Because remember, if they don't have a concept of kiddushin, then that takes out a whole class of arayot. An eshet ish, who's an arusa, or even for that matter, a nusuah, who never slept with her husband. Would that be chayiv? If it's a goy, how about if it's a bas Yisrael, that has a husband Yisrael, and now the goy comes to sleep with her? For that I need a separate pasuk, because that's not going to be included in the leimor for them, because they don't recognize that concept of marriage. Therefore, we need arayot didan, diktani seifa. Bo al arayot Yisrael, nidon bedinei Yisrael. That if, in fact, they're over on arayot of Yisrael, then they have the dinim that bnei Yisrael would have in that case. So what is that referring to? L'mai yilchata, amrim nachon, amr rabba barvua. Well, it means that we cannot use the din that we had before of a single judge, and a single witness, and no hatra'ah. No. If they're being over on an erva of Yisrael, then you need a da of 23, you need a dim, and you need hatra'ah. Says the Gemara, wait. That's crazy. You're telling me migra gora? If they sleep with a married woman who's a goya, so then they're punished without needing all of these things like hatra'ah. But if they sleep with a Jewish woman who's married, then they're not going to be killed unless it's a Bez Din of Esri Vishleisha. And there's a, does that make sense to you? That's less chomer. Elo Amr Reb Yochanan, there's only one case. Case would be a case of Nara Mu'urasa. Now, in a case of a Nara Mu'urasa, that doesn't exist for them. Dilididu letlohu, as we're going to see. So the halacha over there is, didainilalu bedina didan. That if they have now a relationship to a Nara Mu'urasa, a Bas Yisrael, since they do not have that concept, it comes under the general rubric of the arayot ish ish in the sense of the B'nai Yisrael. That's what it means. So you're saying that in only an Aram Urasa? But an Eshet Ish? An Eshet Ish would be Bedina Didhu Danina Lo? So that they have as part of their normal din? Not Skila, but Besayev? Vatanya Bal Naram Urasa Nidon Beskila. Al Eshet Ish Nidon Bechenek. Hold on a second over here. Eshet Ish Bechenek is the din of Yisrael. Here it says that the Goy is Nidon Bechenek. If what you're saying is true, that an Eshet Ish, which they do have, is Bedina Didhu, it should be a Chiyuv of Sayefu. Now here we could obviously say it's going according to Tzandavim and Ash, that the given Mita is Bechenek. and not Messiah, then there'd be no question because they have the same din anyway, right? Okay, but as I said before, what we're trying to do now is explain it according to everybody. So Amr Nachrabai Yitzchak, when it says Eshet Ish, and it says over here that it's Nidon Bechenek, it's referring to an Eshet Ish that is not an Eshet Ish to them. It's only an Eshet Ish to us. And what is that? She was already Nichnas L'chuppah, but she was never Nivelet. So Nichnas L'chuppah V'lo Nivala. So according to them, she's not married yet. What's this thing? Well, you put a white thing over her head. What does that have to do with anything? Is that marriage? So diddle-dee-doo. They don't have now any of those concepts. So then, that's the point. So there's not only one case. You're right, there's two cases. It's a case of Nara Murasa, which is Beskila. A case of an Ashes Ish, who went to the Chuppah, but wasn't a Bu'ulat Baal, which is Bechenek. And then there's a Bu'ulat Baal, which applies to all Goyim. And that is B'mita Didan, which is B'sayef, according to the Tanakhama. To Tani Rabbi Hanina, Bu'ulat Baal Yeshlem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Avimelech and told him that you're going to die in Chamet Alisha Shalakafta, V'yi Bu'ulat Baal. You should just say V'yi Eshetish. Was that to get so graphic? V'yi Bu'ulat Baal. Because that's the point. It's a giloy. What defines the chi of mitah of the goy? Only because she's a Bu'ulat Baal. So Bu'ulat Baal, Yeshlan, but a concept of Nichnas Alachupa, that should create now a Nisuin, and be Machayev, in Lev. Tanik Avazi to Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Erva Shebeitin Shal Yisrael Memitin Aleha. So there, Benoach Muzhar Aleha. But Ein Beitin Shal Yisrael Memitin Aleha. Ein Ben Noach Muzhar Aleha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that would mean, according to this, all of the Isurim that are not Isur Mita, and that includes all of the Achot Isurim. Anything that's Achoto, Achot Aviv, Achot Imo, all those Achot things are all Isur Karet. Eshet Achiv, Eshet Imo, and so on and so forth, all these cases. Achot Ishto. Anything that has to do with Achva is only an Isur Karet, not an Isur Mita. That means, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, there is no Tzivui, that means there's no Isur Bechlal, on Achva when it comes to Bnei Noach. V'chachamim omrim, that's not true. Arbei arayot yesh she'ein beitin she'yisrael mumitin aleha, and ben Noach is muzar aleihem. And therefore the din is, and this is our right to Rabbi Yochanan, ba'al arayot Yisrael, nidon b'dinei Yisrael. Ba'al arayot ben Noach, nidon b'dinei ben Noach. And what are those differences? Va'anu en lanu ela nara murasa bilvad. The only case that we know of where this is relevant would be the case of the nara murasa. Why? What about the case of nichnas alachupa v'lo nivala? Nachshav nami nichnas alachupa v'lo nivala? Ah! Now we have no choice but to say that this is the Tana of the Bnei Menashe. So the Tana of the Bnei Menashe holds it called Mita. Ha'amura levnei Noach is by definition Chenek. So then there's no difference. Ein ela Chenek. So that means both Yisrael and Akum is b'Chenek. Ide v'ide comes out to be Cheneku. Avod Zara v'Giloy Arayot Tichtiv v'Tishachet Aretz v'Fnei Elohim v'Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael Kol Makom Shenema Hashchata Eino Ela דבר ערבה ועבודת כוכבים. דבר ערבה שנאמר כי השחית כל בשר את דרכו על הארץ. עבודת כוכבים לכתיב פן את השחיתון ועשית פסל צדרצה. ואידך, אורחיו. זה כל מגעלי, don't you need to know what they were killed for. שפיך הסדובים לכתיב שופך דם האדם ודם דמו ישפך. ואידך, we still need to know what מיטה. קטליו זה כל מגעלי. גזל, תכתיב כי ירק עשב נתתי לכם את כל. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, who the Ata similar to Keyerek Esev specifically, that was given to Adam Arishon. Eva Menachai, Ach Basar Benavshon Damalotochelo Veida, that's a whole different thing. It's Lemishre Shratzibu the Ata. Sirus, Tichtiv Shirtsuba, Arazuruvuba, Veida, that's a bracha. Kilaim, Tichtime of Lemineu, Shnaim, Shnaim, and so on. Veida, that's what Safta Beoma. Rav Yosef Amri Beirav, Al Shalosh Mitzvot Benoach Nerag, Gesher, Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Amim, and Birchat Hashem. Matthew Flor of Sheshet, Bishlam, Shvichut Amim, Tichtim, Shofech Dam, Adam, Baadam. Elahanach Minalu, Igamar Mishvichut Amim, so then all of them should be Chayim. Vimishum Ditraboy, Bi Ish Ish, Avadat kochavim nami itraboy mi ishish. El amrev sheshet, amrev beirav, it's true, it's al arba mitzvot benoach nerak. What? Al avadat kochavim benoach nerak? V'atalya ba'avodat kochavim, devarim shebeitin shei Yisrael meimitin aleihem benoach muzar aleihem. You see, dafka azara im mitalo. Or menachem ha'yitzchak, that's the same word when it comes to goyim. Azara shalom zoi mitatal. Ravuna v'ravuna v'kula tamidid rav amre, al sheva mitzvot benoach ne'erak. Goli rachwana v'choda, namely shofech adam, and ruadin l'kula. V'alagezel benoach ne'erak, v'atanya, alagezel gadav v'gazal, v'chen yifator, v'chen kayotzei behem, kuti v'kuti, v'kuti b'yisrael asur, Yisrael b'kuti mutar, v'imita, why not say chayev? No, that's because we should be going to meet the sefer, Yisrael b'kuti mutar. So you have to say in the Reisha, Osir, Kitze Chayev, Kitze Grotze Potter. Vokol Eichad Ita Chiyuva, it says Beferish Chayev, Diktani Reisha, Al Shvichut Tanim, Kuti Bekuti, Vekuti Bisrael Chayav, Yisro Bekuti Patur. Well, what do you expect me to say over there? Heichi Litne, Vitei Asura Mutar, it's not Mutar, Votane Kuti Varoi Veima Adaka, Lo Mahalim Velo Moridim. Okay, this is Kayotzebo. What's Kayotzebo B'Gezel? Omer Vakar Bar Yaakov, Lo Nitzcha L'Poel B'Kerem. Well, what kind of poel B'Kerem? I B'Shat Gemar Malacha, so then it's Mutter. I La'av B'Shat Gemar Malacha, it's regular Gezela. El Omer V'Pop Lo Nitzcha Ela Lo Pachot Misha V'Pruta. So then, Iyach, Ikuti B'Yisrael Asur, Akfar Izbar Mechila. Well, Nehida Bata Achim Ochele. What about the Tzara B'Shat Ami Letlet? So at that point, it was already over. So then what's the Kayotzeb of the Kuti B'Kuti? If they're not B'nai Mechila Ninus, then it's straight out Gezela. That can't be the case. Elo Revaka Breit Ravika, Lo Nitzma, Elo Lekovesh, Sachir, Kuti Bekuti, Vekuti Bisrael Asur, Yisrael Bekuti Mutar, Kiyotze Beyefat Tohar, what would that be? Kiyotar Vdim Amre Blazor Mechanina, Benoach Sheikhet Shivcha Leavdo, Uba Lea Neragala, Olea, Kiyotze Bo, Dishvichu Damim, well, it doesn't say Kiyotze Bo in this Breita, Om Rabbaya, but if Mashkacha Tetanya, it would be Rabbi Yonatan ben Shauli. Tetanya, Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul Omer, Rodei Fakar Kavir Lohorgo, V'yachola Hatzilo V'yachad Mi'evarav Lo Yitzio, Ner Ragalov. Eshkach Rabbi Yaakov Barach David Kati B'Sefer Agadat Adavei Rab, B'Noach Ner Rag B'Dayan Echad, U'Be'ed Echad Shalo Ba'atra'a, Mipi Ish V'Lo Mipi Isha, V'Afilu Karov, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amro, Af ala ubarim. Minonim. Om Revi Ramakra akatibchem ladaf shatachem edrosh. Afilu b'dayan achad. Miyad kol chaya. Afilu shelo ba'adra'a. Edroshenu. Umiyad adam. Afilu b'ayin achad. Miyad ish. Velo miyad isha. Achiv. Afilu karov. Bishum Revi Shmuel amar af ala ubarim. My time. Adar Revi Shmuel. Tetzir shofech adam adam ba'adam. Damo yishafech. Ezeu adam shu be'adam. Ave omer upash. V'me yimo is an adam. Inside of an adam. V'tana kama, tana devei menashu, diyoma kol mitah mura levnei noach enu elechenek, therefore he learns the pasuk like this, shodi lehai be'adam aseh fedekro, v'dorosh be'achi, be'adam domo yishafech, ezo shvichut amim shel adam that remains be'adam, havi omer zechenek. What if Rav Amnuna, you're telling me isha lo mifkida, v'aktiv ki edativ l'man asher yitzaved banavet betoach harav v'shamru derach Hashem lasot tzedaka u'mishpat, Umotivu mefarekla, banav is lidin mishpat, beitot litzdaka. Omele revav yasabler of papa, ema bat noach sheharga, bichlar shem bichayev, lo teareg, it says miyad ish. Velo miyad isha, you're so big on the ish business. Omele, ach yom rabiuda, shofich dam ha'adam, that's the point, mikomakom. Ema bat noach shezinta, lo teareg, dichtiv, al ken yazov ish et aviv, lo isha. Amalei Arch Yom Rav Yehuda Vayul Basar Echad Had Rav Inukra. Don Rabbanan Isha Matam Lo Ish Matam Lo Mer Ish Ish. The Rabot Etakutim Shemuzarim El Arayot Ki Israel Vami Alcha Nafka Mi Altam Nafka. You said Leimor is Gilui Arayot. Hatam Barayot Didu Alcha Barayot Didan Diktani Seifa Ba Al Arayot Israel Nidon Bedinei Israel Lamai Elchuta Amru Nach Amru Baravua. Well, means B'dinei Yisrael requiring a bezdin of an edan, to aid him, hatra'ah. Ah, come on. Migra gora because of Yisrael. Elam Rabbi Yochel lo nitzcha ela l'naram urasa. Did you do let lehu at all? So did I mean a lehu b'dinei didan? But you're saying what? If it's an eshet ish. So then it's b'dinei didu, I mean a lehu. V'tanya bo, naram urasa, didon b'skila. Al eshet ish, didon b'chenek. V'i b'dinei didu, it would be b'sayev. Amrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, but it says Eshet Ish Tiktani. It means Kigon Shenichnas Al Chupa V'Lo Nivala. Which did you let Lahu? And therefore, Tom Tomi Danilu Bedina Didan, which is Chenei. The Tani Rebbe Chanina Buulat Bal Yeshlem Nichnas Al Chupa V'Lo Nivala Ein Lahem. Tani Kavazir Rebbe Yochanan Kol Ervashe Beitin Sheyisrael Mimitin Aleha Benoach Muzar Aleha. Ein Beitin Sheyisrael Mimitin Aleha Ein Benoach Muzar Aleha Devar Rebbe Meir. V'chachomim Omrim Harbe Arayot Yesh Ein Beitin Sheyisrael Mimitin Aleha. And nonetheless, Benoach is Muzar Aleha. If Baal Arayot Yisrael, then he's Nidon Medina Yisrael. Baal Arayot Benoach, then he's Nidon Medina Benoach. That case, as far as we know, there's only one such case. Ano Elano Ela Naaram Urasa Bilvad. Wait a minute. What about Nichnas Al Chupa V'Lo Nivala? Ha, Haitanet Anavim Menashu, who holds it anyway? Kol Mitam Urale V'Nei Noach Eino El Chenek. So what would be the point? It's the same Chenek. Both the Jew, Idi V'Idi, and the Goy would be Chenek.